We are starting the seventh perek, Tachman Dalad Amadal. Hanoider min hayerek mutar bedluyim. Rabbi Kiva Oisar. If a person made a neder, he asked Yerokis on himself. So the Tanna Kama holds mutar bedluyim. Bluyim is a gourd, a squash, sort of a pumpkin. Rabbi Kiva Oisa, Rabbi Kiva Asos. Omru loy le Rabbi Akiva, loy oimer odom le shluchoi kach le yerek. So they brought a right to Rabbi Kiva. A person will send a shliach to purchase a yerek for him. Then he comes back, bu oimer loy motzosi elo dluyim. There's no yerokis to be gotten, there's dluyim. Shall I go and purchase for you dluyim? No, so if you'll say that dluim abachlal yerek, so it's very batlonish. So he told him to purchase a yerek for him, so why didn't he purchase dluim? So you see, klo, from maisim bachol yoim, that the lishne b'nei odom, dluim are not in the category of yerokes. Omar lehen, so Rabbi Kiva told the chachomim, kein adovo, that fakir. That's a raya to me. Oishema oimahu leimotosi elekitnius. Will he come back and say, listen, you sent me to purchase yerokis. I didn't find yerokis. I found kitnius. Should I buy kitnius? That he won't even ask. Elishad, no, what's the teres? Elishad dluim bechla yerek. Dluim are bechla yerek. Vekitnius einei bechla yerek. Kidneys are not bechlal yerek, so that's why he asks on the luim and he doesn't ask on kidneys. For also bepula mitzri lach umutar biyovich. Now let us just see the ran. Hanoider min hayerek mutar bediluy. Deloy havi yerek elo pri. It is not a yerek, it's a peri. The east the mafoshi, the stam yerek nechal kemoisha huchai, udluyim einon kein. So the Ran has here two mahalchem, and then the Gemara also goes through the Gemara with these two mahalchem. Why the luyim are not yerokis? Either because it's a peiri, or because a yerek is nechel kemoisha huchai, that's one of the characteristics of a yerek, and the luyim are not nechel kemoisha huchai. And now they bring a rai vo'im alei matzosi ela di luyim, alma alei mikri yerek, di mikri yerek yikrein. Amalein kein adovo, mizani meviraya leser duluyim. Now, ledavoini, I don't have the guidelines what falls into the category of yerek, what falls into the category of a peiri, a priadoma. I just like to say over it, just to get a mahalach in the sugya, the Meiri, when he speaks about our sugya, so he says as follows. Deluyim eino yerek gomo. It is not a yerek gomo. Mikol mokeim min yereku. It's not a yerek gomo, but it's a min yerek. Umitoich kach unimlach aleim. That is the svara of Rabbi Kiva. That means he sent him to purchase a yerek, so he just looks for a yerek gomo. This is not a yerek gomo, so he won't purchase it without asking. But it is a min yerek. Then he says later, le motzosi yerek gomo, alamashu mi min yerek. Then later he says, "Va'af had הדלויים אינם ירק אלא פרי, ומכל מוקם אף אופי שהוא פרי ולא ירק גמו. So על קופונים, we have here a sort of a picture what the guidelines are here. It's not a yerek gomo for sure. It is a peiri, but it is a mean yerek. So now somehow it is a peiri in the family of yerokes, but it is not a true yerek. And now we have a machlokes tanoim, but in lishne bnei odom will it get a teiris yerek. These are facts of botany, that means that it's a peiri, that is not a yerek gomo, but is a min yerek. But now we have to know in lishne bnei odom, when there's a person is a noidim in a yerek, so do deluim come into the lashon of yerek, since it is a min yerek. So now we have here a machloike, so the chachamim say, since when a person mentions a yerek, it'll make someone a shliach. So the shliach will definitely not purchase diluyim unless he asks him, are you maskim with diluyim? So just like by a shliach, a shlichus on to purchase a yerek will not include diluyim. So the same thing, a neidah, which is told in Lishna B'nai Odom, also the das is not on diluyim. And Rabbi Kiva holds, but since it is a min yerek, and a shliach would ask, should I purchase diluyim, because of this similarity to a yerek, so Mamele in the Lishna of Nedorim, so this includes, since a shliach would be mimlech, that's a raya, that's a kaponim, so much in the Loshen that it's proper to ask a question, should I purchase diluyim? So we see that the Loshen Yerek can include a kaponim asafik, maybe he wants diluyim also. So if that's enough nichlal in the loshen, that it should be osur in the luyim. Osur bepul hamitzri lach, dechol shehu lach yerek habi. That means the status of the pool changes when it becomes nisyabish. But kol zman it's lach, it falls into the category of a yerek. Hanoider min hayerek. Fragt de Gemore, vohom min yerek noda. He was neider from a yerek. So why should he be also bediluim? So now the Ran starts off, le Rabbi Kiva Porich. Heicha also bediluim. Vohom min yerek noda, bediluim lav yerek ninu elopri. It's not a yerek, it's a pri. That's the Gemara's kash. So why should it be yosar and dilui? The bishloim poila mitzri. Now poila mitzri, why, by there there's no problems. Kol's man, it's lach, it's a yerek. It's also a pri. The Bishlaim of Pela Mitzri Kalameim of the Kivin Shaisim Imenu Dogong Shu Yavesh. Seems that when it was Nishyavesh, they made a Kri, they made a pile out of it, like Tvue. Umikame Hochi, but Kozman it's not Yavesh, Loi. His ade hishaita yerikave v'loipri. That means that it seems the digun that is done with poila mitzri, that gives it a shame pri. That means it becomes a pri when it's nisyavish and you make a dogan out of it. So memela, so there's no kasha. So why kozman it's lach? Why is it a yerek? Because the digun makes it into a peiri. The digun makes it into a shivas of a peiri. Elo deluyim kasha, but the deluyim is shver. Deluyim is a pri. So memela, so he said yerek. Va'aval gav the Rabbi Kiva Yoiv Taime the Mimloch Alei Shliach. Leisagi Le Yahu Taime Kivin the Min Yerek Noda Udluyim Lav Yerek Nino. That won't help the situation. It's not a Yerek, it's a Pri. So Memele, that what a Shliach will ask him, are you interested in the Luyim? Does not make that. So what's pshat in Rabbi Kiva? V'min yerek noda. Omar Ule, so Ule said the Mishnah is not speaking about anoida min hayerek. Bo'oimer yarkei kideira olai. Zot. Daran, Omu Ula Bohima Yarke Kedeira Olai. Vekivin de Miyata Lishne. So why did he have to say Yarke Kedeira Olai? Le Michlal Deluyinosi. Kivin de Mimlach Shlicha Olayu. That means that since Be'ene Ashliach, Be'ene Basovedom, Deluyim, do have a similarity to Yerokis. So Memele, so he said, Ayita Loshen, Yarke Kdeira Olai, Yarke Kdeira, the Gemara understood means Yerokis, which are cooked in a Kdeira. So this Yita Loshen comes to be Marbe Deluyim. But again, even the Mimlach Shlich Olayu, that's the Heichoche, that the Yitaloshin comes on the Luyim, or else I wouldn't be Marbe the Luyim. He says, Fot Yarke Kideiro. So the Gemara asks, Vedulme Yerek Hanechal Bekdeiro Koma. Zoktera, Vidulma Yerka Necho Begdeira, Koma, the Kivin, the Diluyim, Lesnu Bechlal Yerek. Lemaise, it's not Bechlal Yerek. Lesloch Rubuyinu Miyitura Delishne, Elamai, the Leke Lisvuke, the Mishtame Mine. So you can jump to the Zayita Loshentake, and he wants to be Marbe more than a Poshe to Yerek, but you can't jump to Diluyim. Yarke Kedere, we will say, is Marbe my Delekel is Fuki de Mishtame Mineda. This is Zicher Mishtame from such a loss. Kegoin. Shumim Uptsole. Haboim Lahatim es HaKedere. So, we'll see Shumim Ubtzolim. Could be that they come Lahatim es HaKedeira. So could be that's what he wants to be. Yarkei Kedeira means the yerek that is used lahatim es hakdeira, avadluyim loymishtame minei. But the luyim, we cannot be marbe from yarkei kdeira. The yarkei kdeira lahatim es hakdeira mashme. That means the mashmois is not something that has to be cooked in a kdeira. Yarkei Kedeira means the mashmois is more neiter a yerek that is used lahatim es hakedeira. So memela, we could only be marbe shumim b'tzolim and not דילויים. So the Gemara answers, "Bi'omer yerek hamizbashel b'kdeira olai." Let us see the Ran. "Bi'omer yerek hamivushel b'kdeira olai." "V'chol ki yagavne." Svir lele Rabbi Kiva. "The kiven the diluyim mimlech shlicha olayu." That means, so in Lishne b'nei Odom, when a person says yerek, so let us not look halachically that this is a peri and this is a yerek, but al kaponim alishne b'nei Odom, b'eini b'nei Odom, this is some sort of a yerek, it's amin yerek, and it's worthwhile asking, if there's no yerokis, should I purchase diluyim? Because diluyim b'eini b'nei Odom is worthwhile asking. So therefore it falls into the Lishne B'nei Odom. B'chol ki agav esvilei Rabbi Kiva. The Kiva did luyim mamlech shlicha layu also behen. So it's also. So l'chayre b'yerek ha-mabushel b'kdeire. That means l'chayre he'll tell the shliach yerek ha-mabushel b'kdeire. But see, the Mishnah is speaking about that, this was the Lashon of the Neder. V'chol ki yagav nesvile Rabbi Kiva. The Kiven did luyim mamlech shlicha layu, osa bem rabon. Osa bem. So may let's also according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabon on Savri. The Kiven did tzorich limluche yalayu. Since, automatically, a shliach would not purchase diluyim when he said a loshen of yerek. Lav minehu, so mamele, this is not considered a min yerek. V'kaim alon kerabe kive, k'moshin neforesh lefoneinu b'siyata d'shmai. Hilkach. Neider min hayerek. Now he makes a cheshbet. If a person is neider min hayerek, einei also bepri ha'adoma. He's not also bepri ha'adoma. Oma yerek kdeira olai also bepeiris ha'adoma. He's also bepeiris ha'adoma. Havoim lahach sheramachu. Kishumim ubitzole. Because that's the mashmois of yarke kdeira. A yerek that will be matim v'kdeire. So now this yitoloshen of yarke kdeire comes to include peirei so adomo, but it only includes such peirei so adomo which the loshen of yarke kdeire is mashme, that will be matim v'kdeire umuta bedluyim. Omar Yerek Amizbashel Bekdeila Olai Osa Bechol Peres O Adomo De Mimlech Shlicha Olayu. The Shliach will be Nimlach Ki Omalei Mishaleach Yerek. If the Mishaleach will tell him Yerek, so who'll ask, should I purchase, if I don't have your, if there's no yerokis, should I purchase diluyim? Ve'iz de mefarshi. So now the Ran learned the whole sugya according to the first lashon that he had said, that the problem of diluyim is, it's not a yerek, it's a peri. Ve'iz de mefarshi, the problem is a different problem. V'amin yerek nodar, v'stam yerek nechal k'moy shehu chay. The characteristics of a yerek is nechal k'moy shehu chay. So memela, it can't be diluyim. V'omar ule, v'omar yerke k'deira olay. The kiven de omar hochi, afilu yerek hamizbashel bechlau. Yarkek deira is a yerk that is sometimes cooked. So the Gemara asked, yerk that means yerk and misbash for begdere. So the Gemara asked, v'dume yerk hanecho begdere koma. The kivin, the stam yerek, nechel kumoyshe uchai. Va'oma yakek deiro, l'ribuye yosa yerek hanechel chai ubik deiro. Maybe that's what he means. That means if the characteristics of yerek is nechel kumoyshe uchai, so yakek deira is, it has that characteristic, but it is also nechel b'kdeira. Kigoyin shumim v'chazeres. Avol diluyim she'ein echolim chayim klal. Boy, so yakek deira, this yitul loshen of yakek deira will only be marbe a yerek that still has the still has the characteristics of Nechel Kamay Shuchai, but it's also Nechel Ayidei Bishu. So the Gemara answers, no, the Loshen of the Nether was Hamizbashel Bikdeira Olai. The Kivin Doma Hamizbashel Mashmahanach the Boy Bishu. The Shashel Meichik Tuvi. Vein Dalkon Lo'ochlon Chayim Kidului. So Memele, that's what the Sita Loshen is telling us. V'nim tza'achshav v'iderech zeh. The noider min hayerek also b'yerek anechel k'moyshu chay bilva. That's the taitch yerek on hayita Loshen afilu kivis also noid. U'muter b'chol ma'asem mishbashul. And any yerek that is eaten, cooked, so that's not yerek. Stam yerek is only eaten raw. So it's muta b'chom ha'shem isbashel, afa pishel of omen nechol chai, even though sometimes it is eaten raw. But if it's also eaten, cooked, so that's not a yerek. Oma yarkei kideira olai. If he said Yarke Kedere, so then he's also Boishon Shenecholim Chayim Uvusholim, Avoloi Boishon Sheinecholim Elam Uvusholim. Because I still have to satisfy the Loshen Yerek. So Yerek means Nechol Chai, and Kedera means that it's also cooked sometimes, but it has the characteristics of a Yerek. Oma Yerek HaMizbashel B'Kedera also Av Bo'isen Shein Necholin B'Loi Bishon. Now let us go back to the Gemara. Bo'ima Yerek HaMizbashel B'Kedera Olai. B'mai komifligi, Rabbonon sovri kol milse, de tzorich shliche la amluche yalot. Everything that the shliach will not directly purchase this without a hamloche, lav minehu. So this is not the mean. Rabbi Kiva sova, Kol milse de mimlech shlicha lo minehu. But everything that the shliach will lemaise, it'll have a suffix, maybe if we don't have this type of yerek, maybe you're interested in this, so this also gives it a teiras mean. So according to the Maskonas HaGemorim, the loshen of the neder cannot be hanoida min hayerek, because since in haloche yerek the zicha not include gluyim, because it's not nechol kamay shulchai, because it's a peiri. So even though that's why I say from Daran, even though when a person will send a shliach To purchase a yerek, the shliach would ask, if there's no yerek there, should I get piluyim for you? But that would not in any way give it a teiras neder. But now we have a tzilus. A shliach is mimlech chlau whenever he sent a shlichus for to purchase a yerek, so a shliach is mimlech an diluy. And he said a loshen, a yita loshen, and it seems we need both. We need side the yita loshen and the hamlochas ashliach. Does the hamlochas ashliach mean something? So the chachamim say, if I care, since the shliach would never firoist the shlichus without asking, so you see, klor yerek does not mean diluim. He would never purchase diluim without asking. Now when he asks, he has a feeling, maybe wanted yerek, so there's no yerek, maybe diluim, but that is the biggest raya that diluim is not bechlor yerek. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, that what he feels obligated to ask, since you wanted a yerek, and there are diluim, so maybe the interest in diluim, so this tziruf of the hamloches ashliach, together in the loshen of the neder, he said already, ipsayita loshen. So this tziruf, according to Rabbi Kiva, make asels b'diluim. But one without the other would not help. That means the Yita Loshen, there's a Yita Loshen, Yerek HaMizbashel B'Gdeire, but he said Yerek, so I have this word Yerek in front of me. So this word Yerek is only, I'm only satisfied with this because of the Amlochas HaShliach, that Yerek does not necessarily mean a Yerek Gomu. So Memela could be Marbe from the Yitar Alosh and Afilo Dilui. Yeah. That's my back. If the Rabbanu Savikal Milsa the Tzor Shlicha Lamluchi Alo Lav Minahu, that is not that mean. If you need Amloche, Rabbi Kiva Sava Kal Milsa de Mimlach Shlicha Lo is Mina Yodak Guva Zaraya that this is also called a mean Yerek if the Shliach holds it important enough to ask over should he purchase Dilui. Omar Rabbaye Moide Rabbi Kiva Lin Yemalkes She'ein Eloike. Malkes, you won't get Malkes. Let us see the Ran. Omar Rabbi, Moide Rabbi Kivil in Yemalke Shein Eloik, the Kivin, the Diluyim Loi Mishtami Behedye, Ela Miribuye Delishne. That means, from the word Yerek alone, we wouldn't be Malba Diluyim. We need a Yitolosh. Afal Gav de Mimlach Shlichi Yalei, even though from the word Yerek, a Shlichi will be Mimlach, this whole thing is a sophic. Maybe this Loshen, maybe he was mechavan to be Kailo Diluyan also. Hilkach loy loki. So it's a sophic, and therefore there won't be Malkis. Tanan also, we learned a Mishnah Mesechtas Mila. Hashliach she'oso shlichusoy balabayis bo'al. If Hashliach was mamal the shlichus of the balabos and through this he was moil behegdish, he was moitzi momin hegdish l'chulun, is mo'al. So the balabayis is mo'al. Loi oso shlichusoy, if the shliach did not do what the balabos told him to do, he did it on his own accord, is shliach mo'al. Man Tane, who is this Tane? Omar Rav Chizde, Masnisen Deloike Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in the Ran, it doesn't mean this first half of the Mishnah we just learned, because the first half of the Mishnah is a Dovah Muskim. But the second half of the Mishnah that explains the first half, this is not like Rabbi Akiva. This not, we learned what is a case of Osher Shlichusoi and Loy Osher Shlichusoi. Keitza, Omaloi ten Bosa Loichem. A person had Bosa, and he had a covet of Hegdish. V'nosam lehem covet. And he gave the covet. Ten covet. V'nosam lehem Bosa. Ashliach mo. So it's not also Shlichusoi. He told them to give Bosa, and he gave a covet. V'ira bekive. Ha'omar Rabbi Akiva called Milsa de Mimlecha lo Shliach Minei. Called Milsa de Mimlecha lo Shliach Minei. That's called the same meaning. Is Limel Balabais le Limel Shliach. Melech Nech de Gemore. That is Zicha. If a person would send a Shliach to purchase Bosa, it's Zicha be Mimlech. If there's no boss, we should purchase the liver. So Mamelu, that's called the same mean. So if it's the same mean, so it's also Shlichusoi. So why is the Shliach more? Zarkochoch, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Chisda said. Amar Rabbaye, afilu teima Rabbi Akiva. It could be the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. That means Rabbi Akiva only said, Rabbi Akiva also said that this is not the Mashmois Aloshin. This Azoifel Mashmois in the Loshin that it's worthwhile asking the Balabos, if there's no meat, should I purchase liver? But not that meat means liver. So Memele, if the Shliach went and gave liver on his own accord, so this is Zicha, it's called, that's not called also Shlichusai. So Memele, this stems with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is also made it Seliknet and Doloshen. Rabbi Akiva says, but that means the Shliach will not purchase it. When he said Bos, the Shliach would not purchase Kovei. But he'd ask him, maybe you're interested in Kovet if there's no Bosa. So that means Kovet is a mean Bosa, and if it's so much of a mean Bosa that the Shliach would think it worthwhile asking, so that also gives it a shame, mean Bosa. But Al Koponim, you have to ask. So by Me'ile, if he went and gave Kovet without asking, so that's called, he did it on his own accord. That's not called Shliach, also Shlichus. Let us see the Ran. Nan also, Masnis Nibi Meseches Mil, a Shliach she also Shlichusoi, Balabai is Mo, the Ava Gav the Kaimalon, and Shliach Lidvar Avere. Is why is the Balabai is Mo, Shani Mila di Alfinan Chet Chet Mitrume Kedisa Perg Beis de Kedush. Lo Yosso Shlichusoi, Shliach Mo, da Data de Navshe Kovit. He didn't do it als Shlichus, he did it on his own accord. Mantane, Omar Rav Chisde, Masnisin Kulo, this whole Mishneh, the Loike Rabbi Akiva, Kloima. Man Tana, who is the Tana, Haide Meforish Va'osa, the one who explains further the Mishnah. The Omar Loitan Bosa Loyuchim Venosa Lem Kovei Mikra Loyosa Shlichusai. So the one who explains the Mishnah, the Loike Rabbi Kive. The Hodisnan Ten Bosa Loyuchim Seifa Dehide Shlichosa Shlichusai. This is the Seif of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chisda said, this Sefer that explains the Reisha and says what is considered also shlichus and what is not considered also shlichus. That's the like Rabbi Kiva. The ilu reisha vade divrei hakoli. The reisha zichin divrei hakol. That means that the sadova muskim that by milu we say yeshlichut varaveira, and it's also sadova muskim. If it was shine midas mishalach, it's zicher the shlichu bichai. I will say it. The havi pirusha the reisha the like Rabbi Kiva. The I Rabbi Kiva ha'oma. Rabbi Kiva holds the whole milsa the mimloch shliach minehu. That's the same me. Va'ovi that zicher the mimloch mi boso lekove. That if he made him a shliach and boso, he would ask him, should I get COVID? Hilkach, or se shlichusoy mikri. V'limo balabayit, nei damrinu lel, demoy de Rabbi Kiva lin yemalkish, she'en eloikim. But you're not like it, so it's not a dover boru. Capricious, so the rats, as I explained over there, the dafke b'midi, the loy mishtame elo miribuye kidluyim. That means there, we have a tziruf. We have that it's, that the, in the loshen yerek, the loy mizichanat in the loshen yerek. So therefore we needed a ribuy, Yerek ha mizbashel b'kdeire. So there the shaila is, if this and then we have a tziruf and al koponim, the shliach is mimlech. So this tziruf of the yitter losh and losh shliach mimlech is not a badai chiyuv malkis. The le mishtam elem ribuye kideluy avol koveid michlal bosa beloy ribuye. It means here you don't need a ribuy. Hilkach ki yomalei balabayis ten lem boso v'nosam lem kovid limo balabayis lo limo shliach. That was Rav Chisda's kasha. If it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a ray, it's not going according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara answered me lemoi de Rabbi Kiva de tzorich im luche. Hilkach the inyan mila shliach vadai kiven the tzorich im luchay. V'loy mamlech, that means this is something that should be asked. It's a question that should be asked. But if it wasn't asked, so then shad is adai to the nafshi kovit. Balabai is nami somech, the chol kamad loy mimlech lo yitim lem kovit. And the Balabayis Vakeld relied on this. That means I told him Boso. So Kozman, he won't ask for COVID. He thought he won't give COVID. It's kolol in the loshen. Domim lech alayim shlichem. Because it's nichlal in the loshen. And neither amai somach. So Mamela, he said such a loshen. Let's say he would say boso and would clear about kovet. So since it's nichlal in the loshen, because mimlech alei shliach. So when he said boso, what did he rely on that his loshen should not be koilul kovet? Elavadi bekulay also namshei. So there, take. So since the mashmois a loshen could also be koilul kovet, so melo lasa kovet. The same thing. Yerek hamavushel bekdeiret. It could also be. The mashmois aloshen, it could be koilu diluim, so yasa diluim. Hitmer shmaite kame de rove. This sugya was related to rove. That means, hey, Rav Chisda shtik teure, Rav Chisda wanted to say, that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. And then they told him Abaye's Dichui, that Abaye had said that no, that that means all Rabbi Kiva said it is a lotion that would be Ma'irah Imluchi, but you can't consider that Shlichusa because man was no Imluchi. He said, Shaper Oman Nachmeini. Abaye said, very good. Man Tane the Poligalei the Rabbi Kiva. Now, who is Choylik and Rabbi Kiva? Rabban Shimon ben Gamlieli. The Sanya. Hanoida min Habosa, Osa Bechol Minei Bosa. That means all the cuts of the meat is Osa. Vosa Beroish, Uberaglayim, Ubekone, Ubekoveit, Ubeleiv, Ubeoifais. All this goes into Bosal, we'll see, because all these things are Amluchi. Umuta bebosal dogim vechagovim. But us nicht. Bosal dogim vechagovim na. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, hanoide min habosal, osa bechol minei bosal. Whatever is meat, the lamb chops and the set, whatever is meat is meat. But umuta beroish, uberaglayim, ubekone, ubekoveid, ubeleif, ubeoifes. This is muta, this is not stam bosa. Vein tzorich loimer besar dogim v'chagov. Let us see the Ran. It mashmaite kami derove, mai de metaretz abaye masnisen de meila alibe de rabekive. He said, very good. Haina Abaye, Bekorlei Hochi, Welcome Nachmein, Lefishin is Gadol, Bebeis Rababa Nachmein. Mantane de Poligalei de Rabbe Kive, Umutter Beroish Bereglein. The Kiven, the Tzorech Shliach Limluchi Alayu, that means he would not be barechtik, if he says by Bosa, he would be barechtik to purchase raglayim. Is less no bechlal Bosa stomach? So this is not Bosa stomach. Since you need hamloch. Now, the Bereise continues, v'chein hoyer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, krevayim lav Bosa Bo'ichleim lav bar'inish. Lamai, so let's see the Bach. Lamai ilchese. Bo'ichleim keboso linyin zvini lav bar'inish. Now let us see, what does this mean? So the Ran doesn't explain, so Rashi explains. V'chein oyer Rav Shimon oimer, Shmaita achriti, this is nothing to do. Krevayim lav boso, v'ichleim lav barnash. V'mrinen lamai hilchese krevayim lav boso, have Homrinen la el gabi nedorim osa bochomine bosov loheitsi kravayim. He said, the leiv, the kone, but the kravayim it would seem that is bosov. The kometaretz tahay echleim lav barnash leinyin zvini. Shahakoine kravayim bidmei bosov. The person will purchase kravayim the same price that they sell bosa, sheyocha liknes ha-bosa, v'koine kravayim lav barnashu, the botla daitai eitzol b'nei odom. That means, so he's saying, kravayim lav bosa in quality. In shem, it has a teiras bosa. And if a person will give the same amount of money for kravayim, we can get bosa, and he gives the same amount, he pays the price of bosa for kravayim, is botla daitei eitzel kodolam. So here we're saying So before we were speaking, what does Neva Teiras Bosor and Hilchus Nedorim? Now we're saying, what does Neva Teiras Bosor and quality, what does Neva Teiras Bosor? Fine. So Al Kaponim, now we know that Shimon Gamliel is the Chaylik and Rabbi Kiva. Fragt the Gemara, Maishna Besar Oif L'Tane Kama Da'osa. Now the Tane Kama differentiated between Besar Oif and Besar Dogim. It's Maishna Besar Oif L'Tane Kama Da'osa. The Ovid Shliche, the Mimlech Alei. He'll ask him that, one boss, so what about Besarov? Is Besar Dogim Nami Ovid Shliche? Loi Mashkech Bisre, if he won't find meat, Mimlech Alei. The Omele Mashkach Na Bisre, Aise Dogim. Same thing, that means, so, the Litzeri. So, Mimele, so why is Basar Dogim Muta. We have the same Sibel Eser. Omar Abaye, Kigoin Shehikiz Dam Veloy Ochel Dogim. Let us see the Ram. Kigoin Shehikiz Dam Koidim Nidroi. Before he made the nether, he was Makiz Dam. The kivin shekain loynis kaven lesser boso dogim. The balap ochi loy ochel minayu do koshu la kosev. It's very interesting. With the when you don't understand it, lachayra we would say punkt faker, since it's the day of hakose, and since boso dogim is not good for one who made hakose, so that's why you make an edel to make sure. To make sure that you won't eat it. But Al Kaponim, it seems it's the other way around. People who realize that we had before such a lotion, the person asked the Betzolim because it's kosher lalei, botzala kufri is yofel lalei. I mean, we see that people who had a taivet a certain machel, they made a koinim in order to make sure that they won't eat the machel. Al Kaponim here, for some reason, the Gemara says Fakelt. We're speaking about over here, that with that what it says, 100%, in the normal case, the person is neither min habosa, he's also bebosa dogimos. 100%, because mimlech alei shliach. That what it says over here, neither min habosa is muter bebosa dogim. Is speaking about a meyuchadik case. Today, he had, they made a koza on him. So memele, so bosa dogim, he wouldn't eat sai besai, because it's, he knows it's not good for a person who made a koza. So therefore, so hezicha didn't mean bosa dogim. So, because he wouldn't eat boss along the side, so the nether is going on the other boss. The Gemara, he hochi, afilo oifes nami lo yochel. Now, if you're telling me that you're making an akimte, that this baraisa is speaking about a day that he made a kos, and therefore he zichet in him an intent to ask a boss of dog, because it wouldn't eat it side by side, because it's kosher for a kosher. So why is boss of oif bechlal? Say the same shtick teure. Boss of oif is also kosher for the day a person made a kosher. The Omar Shmuel had said, Shmuel was a doctor, the Mesucha, a person who they made a kosher, V'ochel bisro de tziporo, and he ate bosaroif, porach libek tziporo. So either he'll faint, that's why there's lamshat and shita, or he'll have heart palpitations, al kaponim. So Shmuel said that it is not good to eat a bosaroif the day you had a kosher. That's a member of Shmuel. וסניה אין מקיזן, מילנת הברייסה, אין מקיזן לא יעל דוגים, ולא יעל איפס, ולא יעל בשר מליח. וסניה היקיז דם, לא יאכל, לא חולו, ולא גבינה, ולא ביים, ולא שכליים, ולא איפס, ולא בשר מליח. סממילה, so the same shtick Torah that you said, that bosol dogim is not nichlal bechlal bosol, because since it's mazikim, he doesn't have to make a neder on it. So memele, so bosol oif should also be the same. So the Gemara says, shani oif is the efsha al yedei shleikim. So the Tosfos says, "Shalavi adei shleik, avodah mashmul poch libe, hein adei tzli, roasted basarayv." But shleik, if it's cooked, so then dakelt, it's not detrimental to a person who made akosa. So memeile, so then there is a purpose of his making a neder to asa basarayv. Because basa oif, that shaluk is not detrimental at all to a person who made a kozer. So therefore the kainem could go on basa oif. Abaye oma, Abaye said another ikimte. Kegoin dekaiven le'ene. We're speaking about a person who he has pains in his eye. The dogim koshim le'nai. Dogim, eating dogim is kosher le'nai. So memele, so then you don't have these problems. We hear the whole problem. The first akimta was a problem that, so why is basoif bechlau? So you say, psishtik teire, that basoif can make through shlike, so it's not detrimental. Abaye said, well, no, that's not the kimta. We're not speaking about that he made a kozer. We're speaking about the pains in his eyes, and boso dogim is not good for people who have pains in their eye. Frekte gemore, ihochi. Ochil dogim. If he has pains in the eye, so dogim is very good for the eye. The Omar Shmuel, Shmuel gave a simen, nun samach ayin, nune samo leinai. Let's just remember. If you want to remember a refuah fish, that's a refuah for the eyes. So the Moses says, ahu seifuch. Yeah, that's at the end of the machla. By the end of the machla, so then it seems the makke bepatish of the machla fish could help. But when one is in the middle of the machle, the beginning of the machle, so then dogim are not good. Now let us see the Ran. Kegoyin shekizdam, koydim nidroi, vekivishken leiskabal esa bosa dog, the belaf ochi lei ocho minai, dot koshu lakos. Ihochi, Afilu oifes nami loyocho, bulishtabu nami, ma maikton yosaba oifes. The sochar hakoza shel ksofaim. This is hakoza by the shoulders. The efsha ayyadei shleike, kshen shlukim harbeim loy maskele, then it's not masik. Nun samach ayin. Simen hoyo oisema oisye shel alpha beis. He made a simen. B'soif uchle, soif achoyli is good. Linyin aloche. So now the Ran makes a cheshbon from the whole sukkah. Linyin aloche kaimolon kerabe kive. Dechol midi demamlech alei shliche minehu. So that means. If it's enough for the shliach should ask, should he purchase it, it's called that mean. Because we have a stam mishneh like Rabbi Akiva. That means the mishneh in Chulin says, Rabbi Akiva, that, that anoydim in a yerek is also betluyim. Give us that mission like Rabbi Kiva. So my mail, we should pass call it Rabbi Kiva. Afal gav, kloya dinon im machloikis ba'achakach stam oistam ba'achakach machloikis. Filohochi naktinin kevosei. Now let us just explain this for 1 minute. That means in two mesechtes ein seidel lemishneh. So we don't know which mishneh was learned first, the mishneh chulin or our mishneh. Now I'd just like to mention one vote, Abu Chanan and Baba Basra Dachsach Meir says this is pshat. We have a klal that halachic is stam mishneh. Now, what is pshat a stam mishneh? A stam mishneh is Rabbeinu Hakodesh was saysim like one time. Is kan shayil aben? What is the maila of a stam mishneh? Rabbeinu Hakodesh holds like it. Look, Rabbeinu Hakodesh choshev yida. But what is Rabbeinu, why is Rabbeinu Kodesh different than any other Das Yochid? Why is Rabbeinu Kodesh also like this standard? So that's why we should ask him like him. So Rabbi Chonon says, Pshat the Maila is not Pshat Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Now Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he was Mesadeh the Mishnayis, he was Ma'asif Kol Chachmei Yisrael. In Zemdan Duch Kiton, all the halachas, and if Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Soysim HaMishnis, that means that Kol Chachmei Yisrael held that the halacha is like this Mandiyom. So a Stam Mishnah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh is not telling me only the Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds like this. That means the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, which included Kol Chachmei Yisrael, held we have to pass them like this. Now what is Pshat Stam Bachakach machlekes. So that means as follows. That means when they learned this madure, they held we have to be saisim like this tanak. They learned again the same, the later than nochmal ibegilaren, and then they held no, we shouldn't be saisim. Stam bachakach machlekes, malekes bachakach stam. So memele in trei mesechte ein seidel mishnah. We don't know in the yeshivas which mesechta they learned first and which mesechta they learned second. So Memele, so the Ran says, well, there's a stam mishnah like Rabbi Kiva and Chulin, but could be they learned first Chulin and then later they learned the Dorim. So Memele, so it's a stam bachakach machlokes. That's the Ran's kasha. Abba chod afilochi nektini kibosis. I don't know. Abba chod the machna. Voi da mefarish begmore demand the polygalade Rabbi Kiva Yechidoi, udain Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, vekaimel on alochi ki Rabbi Kiva mechaberoi. Hilka, therefore, anoider min haboso, oso bachol mine boso, uba oifis, uba dogim, everything, koshle hikis dam, like even leyene, if there is no special reason to say that he's not making a nether on dogim oifis, so bechlal bosor is dogim oifis, because mimlech alei shliach. Miu. Davke ba'asre de mimlech shlich alayu. And this is mistometoli. Ich mokem lefi mashahu. Avo ba'asre de loy mimlech alei. The mutter, the chomidi loy mimlech alei, lav minehu. Love meaning. Vizer shaloike divre rambam zal. Shekosa beper chi milchis nedorim. The dogim le mitzri ela baasre de mimlach shlich alayu. Voifis mitzri bechol duchte. And oifis haosa bechol duchte. Vehu minateime. The bigmore mashvinulu. The gmore's medame. Dogim toifis, and the whole Israel is because mimlach shlicha alayu, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel is chaylik, because that doesn't make it minay. הילקח תובעיו לאי מצרה באסל ממוך שליח עלייך יהיה ושלאי היקיס דם לאי כיוון לאייני אבל היקיס דם וכיוון לאייני אף על פי שעושה באיפייס מוטה בדוגים מיהו כי אמרינן דמוטה בדוגים למה we said that it's מוטה בדוגים כשהיקיס דם וכיוון לאייני לא שווה ידודי but these two cases are not the same what does he mean דכשהיקיס דם When he was making them, loy shori bedogim, eladavke ba'oisa bosor al atzmoy liyoyim ha'koza bilvat. He was making them, and he said, today I won't eat bosor. Made a kainim tea bosor. So then we say, t'chiyay gavne ein dogim bechlal, he zicha didn't mean ta'asa dogim, Because dogim he wouldn't eat tzai b'tzai. Avol yoso alei boso shmoyne yomim ayoisa. But what is if he made hakosa today? And today he goes and he's asking boso for the next 8 days. Is dogim bechlal? So then dogim is bechlal. The Ava gav leitzlich lemisrine lahu yoime. Today don't the asa dogim, aber mishom inach yem esrine. But lemaisi yaset for 8 days. So in the next 7 days, it means the asa dogim, because min loch alei shliya. So memela, so he'll asa today also. So I wouldn't eat it tzaybisa, but if this is a nether of 8 days, so memela, I mean to asa, Dogim all 8 days. But the kevin lay ainai kevin. But we'll have the same case. He has pains in his eye. And he'll ask for 30 days bosa. Afilu b'oysa shloishim yoyim ayoysa ain dogim b'chlal. There it doesn't mean to ask a dogim. Shein loyim shibnei hayomim ha'acherim noda. Let's also say the same shtik toirem. That he's asking boso dogim on the days after his eyes will become nisrape. Sherei eine yedei amosa yisrape shitzach lesa dogim olo. He doesn't know when he'll become nisrape. So Kozman, he's sick, he calls money, he has pains in his eyes. So Bechlali doesn't have to ask a dogim. And since he doesn't know when he'll become the srape, so we assume that he didn't ask a dogim. Haraj Bezal. The Li, in the Ran says, I disagree. Lo yishori bedogim. He's only mutab dogim ali noda yoimi de muchachir lefum mai de kev leyene de malav nitra yocha minaya. Not that if you don't know if will become this rabbi. If I know Chloe won't become this rabbi. That means there are two sugim of days. There are days which we know Chloe, he'll have pain in his eyes. And then the next days, which I don't know what will occur in those days. So the Ran says, on those days, since it could be a Venus Rappi already, so when he, if he wants to ask about, so we assume he asks a dogim also. This whole lumdis that he didn't ask a dogim is on a day that I know I won't eat dogim for sure because it's mazik deinayim. But a day that could be, I will eat dogim. So mamela he asked the dogim. That's what that's the machlik is the Rashman the Rav. Umistavre de boso meliach. Now what the boso meliach afilu biyoyme de hakoze. Now we heard that boso meliach. We heard from the Baraisa hikis dam. Lo yoichel bosom aliyah. He doesn't eat bosom aliyah. So memela we hear in the Baraisa that bosom aliyah is mazik, a person who had a cause of that day. Now we have a yesod that just after we said this yesod was by Bosa Dogim, that if something that would be mazik him, he doesn't ask a bekainim because he won't need a tzaibus. It's what's with Bosa Maliyah. Mistavre the Bosa Maliyah hafula biyoyme dakozos. The nehei the ain mekizin al Bosa Maliyah. That means you don't make a koze with an intent eat afterwards Bosa Maliyah. Avakiv in the Bosa Mamishu. This is Mamish Bosh. Loitzorich Shliche Lamluchi Alei Kedogim. This should only, this is Mamish the law. This is Bosa. Mitzah. Diyoyme dahakoze lab eichoche ma'alyu. That means this eichoche is not eichoche ma'alyu. This is 100% proof that this is 100% proof that he doesn't mean to ask a boss or dogim because he wouldn't eat it cyberside. Hilkach loy mahani ela lemidi the tzorich shliche miel amluchi aleike dogim. So something that is not kolul in the loshen, no. From the mluchi shliche, it could be also part of the loshen, but it's not the ikar loshen. Is some mele, so it's not the ikar loshen. And there's a svara to say that he doesn't mean to answer it because it's mazik. So then we say that he doesn't answer it. Abul gabi boso maliyah lehavi eichoche. But if he said boso, and to say he didn't mean this boso because it's mazik, that is not a choche to be mafki from the mashmoy salosh. Dileitema hochi, because if you want to say like this, adiktoni muter be boso dogim, the Baraisa says that muter be boso dogim, and we said that muter be boso dogim is speaking about beyond that cause. This name of Bosa Malik, Abrabuset Veil, Abadi Kedamrinin. Linye Chagovim, Bechol Dukte Shorid, Lemimlech Alai Shlich Klau, Kedamrinin, Dogid Nami of Shlich at the Mimlech Alai. The most Akasha by Dogim. The Yom of Dogim Bechagovim, Bechinkos of Aram Mamzabe Perkaniska, Shebechol Mokim Mutter Bechagovim.